Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Nancy in Florida with this problem. She says, I'm a first-time home buyer. My husband co-signed for someone 4 years ago, though. That house was never his primary residence. In fact, we can prove it with the lease papers from our apartment. My house mortgage is only in my name. My husband is on the deed because we are married. Can I get the first-time home buyer credit? Well, Nancy, as you realize, life is so much more complicated than the legislature could have imagined. But yes, you and your husband are qualified for the first-time home buyer's credit. Your husband is a brave and generous fellow. He's never lived in the home, though, and the provisions of the law allow you to own other real estate, including rentals, vacation homes, offices, even to co-sign for someone, as long as the house was never your husband's primary residence. No problem. So do save the proof you had, and before you file for the first-time home buyer's credit, read today's Tax Watch column at MarketWatch.com. It should go live on the site by about 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time today. You can either subscribe to Tax Watch or just go straight to my columns. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about the first-time home buyer's credit and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.